This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
046182.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm still looking for somebody to tell me how they're going to vote on the Measure 1 issue on the June ballot, June 14th. Did you know that there's a measure on the June 14th ballot? Yeah, it's the North Dakota Corporate Dairy and Swine Farming Referendum. It is revisiting the issue that the your legislators voted on, passed, the governor signed, related to a couple of exemptions allowing domestic corporations and limited liability companies to own and operate dairy farms and swine production facilities on no more than 640 acres of land. So this is sort of the, and this is part of the process. You can gather the signatures and put it to a vote, but it's asking the question one more time. We didn't like what we got in the way of an answer, even though it was voted on by all the Republicans and Democrats in the Bismarck. Now we're going to give a larger group of folks a chance to vote on it. How will you vote? What do you think? I don't understand the fear of this thing. For one, these particular operations, dairy farms and swine production facilities, are going elsewhere because of our laws. So to say, let's do an exemption so that, you know, we can have this happen here, and one is already being proposed to Buffalo, North Dakota. And, you know, it reminds me really of the arguments against, like, the Keystone XL pipeline. It's like people that just hate stuff because they hate it, without any kind of rationale for it, of saying why it's bad and why it's terrible, why it's awful. It's just like, well, if this happens, then that will happen. Well, no, that can happen under the law. So let's worry about that when that is before us. You know, it just is, it's, the logic goes out the window. But I'm less interested in hearing my own opinion, because you know what, I want to hear yours. So let me know on that. We also have, in exactly an hour, an interview with Sam Malone of Cheers, also known as Ted Danson. The actor Ted Danson played Sam Malone on Cheers. I just like Sam Malone better than I like Ted Danson, because Ted Danson tends to tell you how you ought to vote. And in this case, he wants you to vote for Hillary Clinton. In the June primary in North Dakota, the Democratic vote, and also in November if she's the nominee. But I couldn't resist an opportunity to talk to Ted Danson on the radio. So I asked you to ask the questions you want to ask, and we welcome those. We have a few of them in already, and we'll take a few more if you'd like. Let us know what you'd like to chat about. Tomorrow, Doug Burgum will be here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We spent a little time talking about the governor's race. A bit of news on that front today. Gary Emanuel, the former Republican Party chairman, has announced his endorsement for Doug Burgum. What do you think of that? I'm not the kind of person that thinks endorsements matter. In other words, I don't think people go, I'm going to vote for him now. But there may be some people that say Gary Emanuel has toiled in North Dakota Republican Party politics a lot of years, and the fact that he's throwing his support there, if I'm on the fence, maybe I'd go that way. I don't know. I don't know if it impacts it, but it's interesting. So he's put out a letter today, and if I get a moment, I'll read from a few pieces of that. But a couple of folks have sent that along to us today, and the Say Anything blog has it up as well. So we have that. We also have some calls we want to get to. And here's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. We want to also, this actually came up in a conversation on the program yesterday. We got a call from a candidate for mayor in Grand Forks. And he was lamenting the fact that property taxes are too high and that we need more young conservatives getting in these races. So on school boards, on city commissions, city councils, park boards, we can make a difference. Otherwise, we're just going to have nothing but higher taxes. And his name is Terry Bierke. He's actually a candidate for mayor in Grand Forks, June 14th. And I said, hey, Ben Olson, who's a candidate up there for a city council, is exactly what you're talking about. He said, you're right. He's a good guy. And it was actually from his ward. And so I said, we're going to invite Ben on the program, find out how the race is going and find out maybe what motivated him to get involved. And maybe that might motivate folks in communities all across the fruited plain to do the same. So We have that to do as well this hour. So in the meantime, I'm going to take one call that's been waiting a while. I'm going to get Ben in here, and then we're going to get back to more of your calls. Isaiah in Foxholm, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, as far as the issue of pro-life, that is one of the quintessential building blocks of what a conservative is. And the reason for that is because the statists, or the liberals, want to devalue the individual, each and every one of us. And that's what a conservative is. We value every individual, and we value removing the government and allowing you as an individual to make your own destiny in anywhere you live and any way you want to do that. And if either one of these candidates cannot understand that that's the value, then they're not a conservative. And so on Burgum's, and I would vote for Burgum as of right now, but on that issue on Burgum, if that is not true, if he doesn't understand the value of life, then he is not a conservative. And that's a good way to measure what a conservative is. That's why Donald Trump's not a conservative. That's why, you know, and that's why Kevin Cramer might be a conservative. You know, one of the only issues he's good on as far as conservatives. Other than that, he's a liberal Republican. But so anyway, I just wanted to say that looking at from a lens of a conservative, so someone who's grown up, 27-year-old guy who's grown up in a conservative household, going to conservative schools and working with the Young America's Foundation in California at the Reagan Ranch, that's what I see as one of the building blocks of a conservative. And so let's look at Burgum and then ask him these questions, because it's very important. Each and every one of us, every American, is very important. And so many politicians don't understand that, you know, the Hillary Clintons of this world, the Bill Clintons, they don't understand that these people are important, and these people are the ones that build what America became. I mean, that's what the Reagan coalition was all about, and that's what the people who went and fought over against the Japanese and World War II against the Germans, that's what they valued, each other. They valued individual people and liberty. So anyway, that's all I really wanted to say.
Well, you said it well, Isaiah, and we'll actually use a portion of that call for Doug tomorrow to set up, the questions. So appreciate it, and very, very well said. I mean, it's amazing to me, for instance, the folks on the left who run around and talk about rights for this person and that person. Now we got letters coming from the President of the United States, the Department of Education, Department of Justice, saying you will recognize the rights of transgender people, and you will do this in your bathrooms, and you will let boys and girls bathrooms and girls and boys bathrooms and showers and everything. You will do that because they have rights, and we're going to stand up for their rights. I'm thinking, okay, what about the rights of, what is in the Constitution, the unalienable right to life? Have you completely forgotten that? I mean, so you're right. It's a core issue, and you said it well. What's interesting is that, all opinions welcome. Here's a texter. First off, I'm pro-life. But how does being pro-life mean you know how to manage a state and its runaway spending? I don't think one can disqualify a candidate on these grounds. See, and you're making the exact opposite argument of that texter, but that's why I love the show. We get all opinions here on what's on your mind. Let's chat with a young conservative whom we need more of. And if you have a question for this fellow, you're welcome to call him in, too, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ben Olson, candidate for City Council Grand Forks. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great, Scott, and yourself?
I understand you left class in the waning days of class with tests and everything else coming up just to be on this program, so thank you for that.
Yes, yeah, no problem. You know, last semester I finished strong, and I decided since I'm going to be around here campaigning as hard as I can, I might as well, you know, take a few more classes, get studied up, and get educated.
That's right, because the classes are done now, right? You're doing summer school already, stuff, huh?
Yep, I'm taking some summer classes, going to get those knocked out of the way, so.
Wow. So why do you make the decision to run for city council? As a college student, Grand Forks, what would motivate you to run for council?
Well, there's a couple reasons, Scott. You know, number one, I'm a business owner. We do 3D printing and design. We've done some work and stuff for clients around Grand Forks and around the region. And, you know, I really want the business climate in Grand Forks to be really good. I mean, I really want people to notice that Grand Forks is a place of business and growth and opportunity. We have almost unlimited talent coming from the great University of North Dakota. And if we can try to keep some of that talent here by putting forward smart policies, I think that that's one of the best things that we can do. More of a personal reason, my mom has worked hard her whole life, raised me right, both figuratively and literally. But she really is just fantastic. And I see the hardworking families in my ward. They work hard. They're on their feet all day. And they need somebody who's going to be an advocate for them and who's going to put in the kind of work that they put in every single day. So I think that on a more personal level, you know, I think that that's so important that they have really good representation that represents their values.
That's awesome. And you're, I guess he's not a running mate because he's running for mayor. You're running for city commission. But Terry Bierke yesterday made the point that we got to get more young conservatives to run. Why do you think more people don't do what you're doing?
Well, I think people are somewhat intimidated by the process. You know, it's not always easy going to every door. You know, it's not easy telling people what you stand for. Some people slam the door in your face. But I'll tell you what, the majority of people that I've talked to are really, really involved and are really excited for this council race and for the races coming up in June 14th. And so I think with the voter turnout, you know, from the governor's race, I think it's going to turn out pretty good for Grand Forks and for the rest of the places in North Dakota.
I would imagine it would. Hang tight, Ben. You're going to miss a little more class because we have to go to a break. But just hang on. We'll chat on the other side of the break. Ben Olson is a candidate for a city council in Grand Forks, young conservative and a student, business owner, running for office. Isn't that great?
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, talking about corporate liability when employees drive distracted.
Up to $20, $25 million as a result of a company driver being distracted and killing somebody. And so there's a tremendous amount of liability involved. There is been over 30 studies done that shows that hands-free devices are no safer than handheld. It's the conversation, it's not the phone that's the problem. And so we obviously recommend having a cell phone policy for all of your workers where they don't text, they don't email. The National Safety Council did a study, found out that 99% of the companies that they reviewed did not have a decrease in productivity when they instituted cell phone policies.
For resources on distracted driving, including a cell phone policy, information on WSI's Safe Driver Program, and safety courses offered, visit ndsc.org/traffic safety.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
There is an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pablo Cruz. Yeah, I knew it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been around this radio game for far. Look at all the gray hairs I have to show for it. I actually put Pablo Cruz records, the actual vinyl record, on a turntable and, you know, push start. Push the little button to get it to go on. You ever do that, Todd, on Pablo Cruz? You guilty as charged with me.
Oh, yeah.
On that one. Todd, the radio god, ladies and gentlemen, take a bow. He is about
to... Oh, don't tell me to do that. I always sit right by the mic. You know how that goes.
He's about to post something on his Facebook page that will make you never text and drive again.
I think that is the picture of the day, no doubt. Yeah.
It's actually a creative ad for a funeral home because the big letter says text and drive, and then the smaller print down below, an advertisement for a funeral home. So a good way to die or have somebody else die.
Well,
so.
It does kind of leave you an impression, right? It's like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't text and drive.
Exactly. 21 past the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. My name's Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is there. We have the great Ravati, who is busy slicing and dicing a few of your questions for Ted Danson, who will join us top of the hour. You'll hear that interview tomorrow. Doug Burgum and a talk radio town hall as well tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. What else? We have a few calls and texts we haven't gotten to. We are going to finish our chat with Ben Olson, candidate for Grand Forks City Council, 20-year-old young conservative running for city council. We need more of that, in my view, folks. I think that's a great thing, getting young folks involved in this game. 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, that's our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline, 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by B-Mobile. And they wanted me to know, they wanted me to let you know, rather, that they have some checks, like big $650 checks that are blank on payable to, that could be you if you want to switch and come home to Verizon. Maybe you laughed and you thought, oh, this is going to be fine, this will be great, and now you're realizing the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, come home to Verizon at B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch right now, up to $650. All you have to do is visit a B-Mobile location. They'll get you all the details. They're everywhere you are, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. They have locations in Fargo and Bismarck, in Williston and Minot, in Grand Forks and Jamestown. They're in Valley City. They're in Wahpeton. They're in Bodno. They're in Devil's Lake. They're in Thief River Falls, Bemidji, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota, too. Find a location near you at bmobile.com, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Okay, back with Ben Olson, candidate for city council in Grand Forks, young conservative. We have Ben on. Ben used to work for us at the Flag Family Media Operation years ago. This gives you the idea of this kid's work ethic. How old were you when you started working for us? You started like an intern at like 14 or 15, or you were young?
Yeah, I was 15. I got on early, maybe I was 14. Oh, 15, yeah, that's right. I got on just because I really wanted to get in the crux of things. You know, you guys were just transitioning. I need a little bit of help, and I saw a perfect opportunity to help you guys out and also to kind of expand my horizons, learn about the media business. I've always found it interesting. And so, yeah, it was a great opportunity.
That word transitioning has a whole different meaning now, unfortunately, but I know what you meant. So let's talk about, sorry, a little sleep deprived today, punchy. What do you do when you run for city council in Grand Forks? I mean, do you got to put out a million yard signs and knock on doors? And just tell me a little bit about how the campaign's going.
Well, the campaign's going fantastic. I've been going door to door personally. I've knocked on about half the doors in my ward. I still got about half left. I started out with 100 yard signs last Tuesday. This Sunday, they're all gone. So I got rid of 100 yard signs in 4 days, which is, I think, almost unheard of, in a small ward like I'm in. The great thing is, too, my yard signs compared to my opponent, I mean, it's 3-1. So I have about three times as many yard signs as him, which has been really, really great. I mean, people have really been responding to the grassroots kind of common sense things that I've been saying.
That's you know, that's good. Roll up the sleeves, bare knuckle kind of work that you got to do. It's kind of neat. What are you telling people about? You knock on a door and you say, "Hey, I'm Ben and I'm running for city council." What do you bring to the council? What are you telling them about that, you know, that you would bring that the city council needs in Grand Forks?
Well, I think the main three things that people have really been responding to is, my first point, never going to vote to raise property taxes, right? Property tax increase hurts families. It discourages property, people purchasing same property. My second is always improving how we deal with business at the city, making sure we have the best regulations that are the least restrictive, making sure we give businesses and people the most opportunity to grow. And then my final one is always looking out for our hardworking families, making sure we have good roads and good parks and funding things that are necessary to keep families really good in Grand Forks. Because ultimately, that's what our city is about. I mean, we're about the family structure. We have lots of families here, and we really have to be paying attention to what their needs are. And I think all of those three points really play into what the family needs and what we need to build a good Grand Forks. So,
you're a Stanford Fellow. You have a fellowship at the Stanford. What does that mean?
So a Stanford Fellow, it's a Stanford Innovation Fellow. What we do is we do a bunch of different things. Mostly, there's a lot of fellows who relate and do work on universities. But my specialization as a fellow is I look at how public policy can help or can be least restrictive to opening entrepreneurs. And so what I've been looking at is specific policies that have been in cities around the USA. I've already done a study for the city of Grand Forks last spring on this. Basically, you know, what policies are the best for businesses? What are good for businesses? What are good for families? And how can we maybe implement some of those creative ideas here in Grand Forks to really have some good growth and to really improve how we're doing with business? I mean, we're on a really good track with Grand Sky and with other developments happening. But I think leveraging that good public policy is key to making sure we have good business growth here in Grand Forks.
Texter says, please ask Ben what he encounters at college and what he encountered in high school being a conservative.
Oh, it's interesting. You know, we're in North Dakota, so we do have quite a few conservatives, you know, when in college and in high school. But mostly looking at college, you know, there's a really timid nature behind students. I think the best analogy I ever heard was actually you know, back in the Revolutionary War, people would lose their entire family. Their entire family would be murdered, right, for standing up for the revolution of the United States, right? But here, we're afraid to say things that might offend people. And the University of North Dakota that's not really a huge problem here. But it's one that is being felt. You know, we don't want to say things. We don't want to identify certain things because if we do, then we might be persecuted for it and ridiculed by other professors or by professors or other students. And it's, you know, quite unfortunate. It's a problem that is occurring everywhere. You know, it's occurring everywhere around America. And we're feeling a little bit here at University of North Dakota. But, you know, in large part, we remain a pretty conservative university. We've been doing a good job with, you know, identifying good growth plans going forward with, you know, President Schaefer. And we've been really looking at spending, responsible spending, which I think all are conservative values going forward. So.
Well, Ben, good luck to you on June 14th on the ballot. Ward what in Grand Forks are you running for?
Ward number one. I'm the first name on the ballot. So all you got to do is head to one of the polling stations and pick up your ballot from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go and vote. And
there you go.
Check Ben Olson and your other candidates.
First in the ballot, first in your heart there, by golly. Ben Olson. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Scott. You're awesome. Take care.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
There's some good deals out there right now, folks. I know. I've been chatting with my friends from Pipers, one of the top five land auction companies in America, and they're always busy at Pipers. Always have something going. In fact, let's see here. Next Thursday, they'll be out in McLean County, 150 acres up for auction, and Mercer County, same day. And early in June, looks like a building site, a 1.6-acre lot of Devil's Lake. Wells County, 311 acres. Coming up in June, Sheridan County, 300 plus acres. Dawson County, Montana, some wonderful eastern Montana cropland. Farmstead out there, a spectacular Montana ranch. A home, the works on 40 acres out there. 6,000 square foot building and 40 acres, and my gosh. So anyway, Pipers.com is the great resource to find out about that. And they also have, of course, all kinds of auctions. Machinery auctions, real estate, land management, they do a lot. Get their catalog. It'll be a great help for you. Just give them a call, and they'll happily send that to you. 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or Pipers.com. Brett in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We have open lines till the top of the hour, so give me a call on anything and everything on your mind. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, I have a question for Hillary. What's she going to do with the national debt? Since Obama got into power under the Democratic regime, we've gone from $9 trillion to $19 trillion. And if you tried to pay off $19 trillion over the next 20 years, even with no interest, you're talking like $2.6 billion a day for the next 20 years. And I don't think people realize how big a number that is.
It's a good point, Brett. We'll ask that question. I'm not going to have time to actually play your question for her, but I've made some notes here, and it will be for her, but it'll be for Ted Danson, who's supporting her and stumping for her and calling for the vote. So, it's a good question. What's the plan on the debt? You know, and it sounds like your biggest concern is, in a minute or less, just give me the actual question. I'll play. This is just so you know, this is for Ted Danson, Hillary Clinton supporter. Brett and Bismarck, what do you want to know from Ted, who wants Hillary Clinton to be president?
How are you going to get our country back to where we're not so far in debt that our kids or grandkids can never pay it off?
$9 trillion in debt when Obama takes office, just about $20 trillion now. So you got a freight train is what you got, that you got to stop there.
Well, you do. And like I said, it's a huge number. If you want to pay it off over 20 years like you do a house loan, and that's with no interest, you're talking $950 billion a year. And That's like $2.6 billion a day, every day for the next 20 years, just to get us back to even.
All right. Very good question, Brett, and good math on that, so you're saying 20 years, no interest, $950 billion just to pay it off. It's incredible. It is, and that's what we need to get our minds wrapped around. And by the way, Donald Trump, in my mind, if I would go down my list and look at every candidate I saw out of those 17, wouldn't be the perfect candidate at this point for everything. But I have to say, of everybody on the stage, of a problem that big, $20 trillion in debt, what are we going to do about it? I like his chances out of everybody in this race more than anyone to take that problem on.
Oh, I agree.
And that is a ticking time bomb. You cannot survive with that level of debt, what they're doing. And by the way, Hillary Clinton gets in, guess what it's going to be? Hike taxes. What will that do? Slow the economy. What does that mean? That means you're not paying off the debt. I mean, the only way you pay off the debt, in my mind, is grow the economy. And grow it in a big, big way. You got to grow the economy so you have the funds to do it. That's the only way you can do it. And higher taxes will not grow the economy. I mean, it's proven time and time again. So you're exactly right. This is the big issue. You know, another area that I thought of is interesting, and we know Hillary's answer, so I'm not even sure it's worth asking Ted Danson about it. But it will be worth asking Donald Trump about next time we get a chance to interview him, which may be next week, by the way. We have a request in to do another interview with him. We did one just prior to the Republican convention here, so we can do another. But there is a stat out there. I first heard it from Harold Hamm of Continental Resources. But I'm just going to say, rough math, that if you take 20% of all of the federal lands that today are off limits for federal drilling, or energy development. In other words, it might not just be drilling and oil, but it might be other things. But you take 20% where the federal government owns mineral resources underneath land. You just take one-fifth of them and you say, we're going to remove those from being prevented from, being off limits. And you take a huge, just from that one decision, a huge amount of the federal debt out. In other words, we have things we can use. They just consider them off limits. And I've got to get the numbers on that, on what it is. But it's an amazing number. In other words, you don't even have to do all federal lands. You do a sliver of them, and you take out a big chunk of the debt. Why wouldn't you do that, Brett?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, but...
Okay. You ask a good question. Ted Danson will give him a shot at answering it, and you can hear it tomorrow on the program, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
If you missed it, Ted Danson will be our guest. We're taping an interview right after the show. We've got a couple of questions from listeners today that we're going to pose for him, and you'll hear it tomorrow. He's stumping for Hillary Clinton, who is bringing her husband, Bill Clinton, to North Dakota tomorrow. Terry in Jamestown on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're next. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Scott. This is Terry Wanzi, actually, calling.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I know you brought up the Measure 1 issue, and I just thought I'd share some stats with you that, I keep hearing the fear that this is going to destroy our family farming structure, and I just don't think that's the case, and I get a little frustrated when I hear that. But, Scott, 41 states have no law restricting corporate farming. 8 of the 9 that have restrictions. 8 out of the 9 that do have restrictions allow for limited livestock consumption. And yet, if you look up the USDA numbers, 97% of all our farms in the United States are still family-owned and operated. 5.1% are incorporated, and 90% of those are owned corporations. Less than 0.6% in this country are non-family owned and operated corporate farms, and they're actually smaller in size than the corporate farms. So the facts actually show that won't happen. This is all about trying to help our family farmers grow the dairy and swine industry by allowing them to pool their resources and go together and do it. That's the kind of scenarios we're looking at.
Yeah, and what I don't get is we're talking about an exemption. You're not talking about getting rid of the corporate farming law. You're talking about an exemption to it
that would allow
these two slivers that we've lost anyway. It's like, what have we got to lose here?
Yeah, like let me give you an example. I mean, I have a cousin he's one of the remaining 86 dairy farmers left, and he recently built a new barn, and he actually has a robotic system milking cows. And I know he stuck his neck out a long way. It's, I mean, millions of dollars to build that thing. And he's approached us, and we've talked about it. You know, what if we were to form an LLC company or corporate structure and go together and help him expand that dairy? The problem is with the law, the minute his son and my son become part of it, we're out of compliance. You know, it's examples like that that we're hoping this would help. You know, families that maybe a hired employee that's like family involved or invested, or maybe a local business person in the local community that would be willing to invest, or situations like the one I explained with my cousin. I mean, I don't see Walmart or Goldman Sachs coming in to milk cows or raise hogs in North Dakota. If they wanted to do that, they'd already be doing it in 41 other states. And
so
they're not.
What do you think they fear? What is the deal? What is the ghost that they see?
Well, I think the fear is that, you know, we're cracking the door a little bit, but you know, we wrote that to be very exclusive to swine and dairy farms, very exclusive to acres owned. You know, that 640 is not only owned, it's also leased. I mean, it's owned or leased. So if they lease 320, they can only own 320. It was to prevent, you know, them from coming in and using that to try and, you know, consolidate a bunch of land and an operation. They have to raise hogs or run a dairy farm to be in compliance with the law. And, we try to be careful in that sense. And I just don't know what they're fearing. I really don't see that it's going to cause the alarm that everybody seems to think it will.
Well, I have to tell you, we haven't spent a lot of time on it, but I mean, this is one of the joys of my life is doing this program, because I can give you a pretty good sense of what people are thinking about, right? I mean, when you 2 hours every day, when you ask people what's on their mind, they tell you. And I don't have a sense that there's this big groundswell of people that are scared of this. I think it's a kind of a, you know, a small, loud group of the typical farmers.
What it really does is, you know, the local beauty shop on the corner of Main Street and one of our communities in North Dakota can incorporate. You know, it's giving some of our potential family farmers the same tools that every other small business owner has in trying to access capital and start a local dairy farm with somebody other than just family. And, you know, the examples you've seen of what's happened in South Dakota, that's exactly what's going on. It's not large corporate investors or large corporate companies coming in and taking over. That's just not happening. And, you know, a lot of our family farmers in North Dakota are very enterprising, very entrepreneurial, and, you know, they'll be able to see how this policy can enable them to do that.
Yeah, no, I'll be a strong yes vote on this. Encourage other people to as well. I'm willing to listen to folks. Texter here. Hang on, Terry, if you would. I'm going to ask you a question on the other side of the break, because the comment has come in from a listener on it that has a different perspective than you and I, but I want to give you a chance to answer that. Any other questions you have, welcome right now. Get them in. Our last segment coming up. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind after this?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Fool's Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, Hot Springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince and the team at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
For a secure energy future has a great website. In fact, I'll be telling Ted Danson about it. He could use it as a resource. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Why are you laughing? SecureEnergyFuture.
I'm sure he's going to take it to heart. He should, but.
It'll be on his favorites. One Ted
yeah,
here
right,
says
it, right there.
Does Ted still believe in global freezing? Does he believe all the whales will die from global freezing? Will he move to Canada or Mexico when Trump wins? Boy, the some of these callers and listeners.
Well, if he believes in global freezing, he should be moving to Mexico, shouldn't he? Not Canada.
But in all seriousness, the Clean Power Plan, which is done in the name of you know, global warming and the religion of global warming, would mean for one, as it is right now today proposed, it would mean you have to shut down a power plant, maybe two, in North Dakota to achieve what they're looking to do. It's that unrealistic. And, of course, that's why you are needed in this effort. SecureEnergyFuture.org will get you all the facts you need to talk about this issue, to let your lawmakers know what you think, whether they be folks like Ted Danson coming to town to stump for Hillary Clinton or whoever. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, last segment of What's on Your Mind for a Thursday. Terry from Jamestown called in. Terry Wanzig is a senator who farms with his brothers near Jamestown, North Dakota. And I bet you're planning right now. Are you actually planting as we speak?
Yes, we're actually planting soybean seed. We're going to finish our soybeans today. We've got our corn in and our wheat in. We had some rye and some winter wheat that's doing real well. And we will probably plant a few acres of dryable beans yet, pinto beans. And we should be done within 3-4 days on all the acres.
How would you characterize the planting season so far?
It's been very good. Probably as near perfect as I've experienced as a farmer. And, you know, I'm getting up there in years. I've experienced a lot of seasons. I actually started farming when I was in high school. Had a Boag and FFA project and rented a quarter from my uncle and made a deal with my dad on machinery. And so it's been over 40 years, actually.
Yeah, that's unreal. And by the way, you're planting soybeans. There's a lot of other farmers probably doing the same in these parts, some corn. If these swine and dairy operations come in, they'll have swine and dairy cows. What do they eat?
They eat mostly corn and soybeans. Yes. And that's why there are a number of farmers who support this, recognizing that it's an added value type enterprise and it will raise more demand for the crops that most of our family farmers grow. And like you said early on, I mean, we're not eliminating the law. The law still stays there. It's just providing exemptions for trying to get kickstart our dairy and swine industry again. You know, at one time in North Dakota, there were over 1,000 dairies plus and over 100,000 milk cows. We're down to 86 dairies and roughly 16,000 cows. And it's to the point if it jeopardizes, you know, one more process. There's two processing plants in North Dakota. And if one of them closes, it will only hurt the remaining 86 family dairy farms here in the state. If there's not enough production and that ultimately happens, you know, it's going to cause problems for them.
The question I wanted you to answer was a comment from Mike in the Bakken and said, growing up on a family farm means the world to me and to many others in North Dakota. To have a multi-million-dollar corporate pig farm move in next door subsidized by the farm program in the U.S. government, small farms will no longer be able to compete with the large-scale operations to buy, rent, land, equipment, et cetera.
Well, the small-scale farmer, unfortunately, can't compete today even against individual family farms. Some of the largest farms in the United States are family-owned, not even corporate-owned. But I couldn't agree more. I'm a fourth-generation family farmer. I feel the same way. If I had any thoughts or feelings that this was a threat to our way of life, I would absolutely not be supporting it. I don't really see it's a threat to. I mean, our family farmers are getting out of dairy. More and more of them are out of milking and swine farming. They just can't afford the infrastructure and the investment it takes to be able to operate a modern, viable dairy farm unless you're independently wealthy.
Appreciate the comment, Mike. And Terry, really appreciate you calling in. I mean, one of the reasons I raised this is we're coming up on June 14th and people are going to vote on this.
Right.
I don't have the sense
of
this.
If I could emphasize one point, you know, Scott, is that voting yes is not voting anti-family farmer. It actually, a yes vote can very much help us and provide opportunity. A lot of opportunities that our family farmers, our best and brightest family farmers, will recognize and make the most out of it. And we can still maintain, hopefully, a dairy and pork industry in North Dakota where we can provide locally grown products, too. And I don't think it is as negative as some are trying to make it out to be.
Well, Terry, good to talk to you. You are about as stand-up a guy as I know in that legislature. Do great work on this, and I know you say what you mean and believe it. Appreciate you.
Another quick point. Some think I have an agenda or something. I did not have an agenda. The Dairy Coalition and the North Dakota Pork Council came to me representing family farmers asking for this. You know, so they recognize their industry's in trouble, and they see this as a potential tool that could help them. So it wasn't like I went to legislature thinking, this is my agenda. So,
thanks, Terry. Okay. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll let you get back to planning. Glad you're listening while you're planning. I mean, that warms our heart, folks. We know you're out there toiling away, and you got us tuned in. Thanks a bunch. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.